Great morning. What is up, everybody?
If I sound a little out of breath right now, it's because I just finished a workout. So what I want to do, so it's October 31st of 2022 when I'm making this video or this audio, and I'm changing things up a bit. So I'm going to quickly explain that for the next 30 seconds, and then I'm going to get into today's message, which is only should be about 3 to 5 minutes. And that's kind of the goal of this podcast moving forward. So if you guys follow me on any social media, you know that I'm a big Christ believer, I'm a Christian, all of that stuff. And I believe that is the main source of why it's just kind of my, like, fitness is my natural talent. And I feel like that's a way I could bring people far from God nearer to God. And not that I'm not going to make this a super, this isn't going to be a Christian podcast or anything like that, but it's going to have the beliefs around it, which the reason why I'm saying this is because the title, the new title of this podcast moving forward is going to be the fitness devotion. And so it's just kind of a daily, I'm going to try to do it daily, but my goal to start off is about 3 times a week of just very quick things that you could absorb to get the results that you want in your health. Because I truly believe, like, no matter what you're trying to do in life, if you're trying to be a better father, a better mother, a better sibling, a better son or daughter, you're going to have to get your health right. Because no matter what you do in life, it is completely worthless if, one, if you don't have a healthy body to actually enjoy it, or two, if you believe in something higher. For me, that's God, it's Christianity. To make it, to have a purpose behind it. Like, why are we on this earth? It's simply not to live, it's to get better. And whatever better is for you. For me, my goal on this planet is to help people become healthier and to bring them closer to God. However that happens to you, if you believe with that message or not, that's what this is about. And so going into today's devotion, it's all about kind of where I started. So 3 years ago, 3 years and 1 day ago, on October 30th, I started, it's the first time I hired a coach. At this moment in my life, I've already been a trainer for over 8 years. I've coached hundreds of people, helped hundreds of people lose weight. But for whatever reason, at this time in my life, 2019, I was in the worst shape of my life that I've been in probably since I started, like, my very first exercise at age 20. And so at this time in my life, I think I'm 31 or 32. And so it's been about 11 or 12 years, and I'm at the highest body fat than I've been. And I've actually, so it's like I knew how to get results, but for months of me trying, it just was not happening. And I know a lot of people could relate to this, where something that used to work for you just isn't working anymore. And so we could blame it on our age. We could blame it on how busy we were, like I was. I just say, oh, I'm a business owner now, it's okay to be fluffy. But all of these are just excuses to justify the way that we feel. And I knew I needed something different. So October 30th of 2019, 3 years, 1 day ago, is when I hired my first coach. I put down more money than I had because I was in so much pain of not being the person I knew who I could. And because I've already been a trainer, I've constantly studied nutrition, fitness for the last 8+ years of my life at this point. When I hired this coach, I didn't go into it putting down all this money. Like, I wasn't going into it to learn more about nutrition. I wasn't going into it to learn more about fitness. It's like, in my mind, I knew that, right? Of course, I learned a few things on top of that. But I paid all this money for someone to hold me accountable. And because I did this, I got not only the best results in my life, but now I finally understood why I was getting the results. And I'm not going to go deep into that again. I want to make this short and just kind of give you something to think about. And the reason why I'm bringing this up today is Halloween, right? At the same time that I started, I was on day two at this point 3 years ago. And there's so many reasons not to start right now, right? Or there's so many, if you already started, there's so many reasons why you should just take your foot off the pedal and just coast to the new year. And I'm going to tell you, that is the last thing you need to do. And the reason is, from October 30th to January 1st, when I started, I lost 14 pounds in doing so. And was I perfect all 2 months of the last year? No. And that's what I want to get through your head is, we, most of us, we have this all in or nothing attitude. And we think, well, I'm not going to be 100% perfect, so why does it bother even starting? I'm going to tell you, out of the, from October 30th to January 1st, whatever that is, 2 months, 2 months and 1 or 2 weeks, I was, let's give it 8 weeks. Out of those 8 weeks, I was good, probably 5 of them, right? So that means 3 out of those 5 weeks, I was completely off. I remember getting sick during that time, and of course the holidays and whatever excuses I had, right? But I was only good 5 out of 8 of those weeks, and I lost 14 pounds. But what that did is it gave me the momentum that when January 1st came, when we all of a sudden get motivation, it gave me the motivation. It gave me the momentum to really let my results escalate. And because I did that, because I started on October 30th instead of January 1st, my results just took off. And I was in the best shape of my life. Not only that, but I got my mindset right and everything. You're going to know exactly how healthy you are, what your body's going to look like in the summer of 2023 by what you do in these next 2 months. So my question to you is, what are you going to do these next 2 months? Are you going to go after it 100% and try to just get the best results that you know how to get? Or are you going to just coast and just see what happens in the next 2 months and play the hope game and hope you don't gain too much weight so that in January, when you finally feel motivated, which you're going to be motivated for about a week, that you get the results then? So are you, one, going to get the best results ever? Or two, are you going to coast? If you want to give me an answer, feel free to follow me on any social media. Just whatever it is, Luke A. Rangel, and I'll talk to you guys there. I just want to come on here one more time and just thank you for listening. If you found this valuable, or if you think this is going to help anybody that you know, please do me one favor and just share this episode or just leave a review. It literally takes less than 30 seconds and it'll mean the world to me. And it could be your decision of sharing it or leaving a comment or review that could change someone's life. So please go ahead and take the next 10 to 15 seconds and do that.